and Kathy Amstad is going to share with the kids for Kids Corner. So kids, young and old, and young in spirit, come on down.
I love Jesus.
I love Jesus.
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
I love Jesus.
I love Jesus.
How about you?
How about you?
I love Jesus. Yes, I do. I love Jesus. How about you?
I was ready to go on there.
Oh.
Well, it's wonderful to see each of you today. Many of you know me because I teach pre-kindergarten at the public schools, but you might not know that before I taught kindergarten, I taught third grade, and before that I taught fifth grade. So when I was a fifth grade teacher, one of the things that I was teaching that was very important was reading and reading comprehension. And that was before the days of guided reading, and we had workbooks, reading workbooks. And I remember we had several days when our reading workbook pages were about figuring out the main idea. We were supposed to read a paragraph and figure out what the main idea was, because if you can remember the main idea, then it helps you to understand what you're reading. Everything else is called supporting details. Well, today's scripture is about the Bible. The Bible's a book, something you read, and so I think it's probably pretty important for us to figure out what the main ideas are, the most important main ideas. Well, often in a paragraph, the main idea is at the beginning of the paragraph. So when we begin to read the Bible, at the very beginning, it talks about the fact that God created the world and everything in it. He created the light and the dark, created the air and the ground and the water. He created the day and night. He created all the creatures that live in the land and the water. And he said all of them were good. After he created each thing, he said, "This is very good." So our world is good and God loves it. He even loves the people in it. And he said they were good. That's the main idea. The whole rest of the Old Testament is about God trying to make people be as good as he created them to be. But usually, they don't listen. He sent rewards. He sent punishment. He sent teachers who were called prophets. And so then we come to the second main idea. And that is that God so loved the world and the people in it, that he sent his son to teach us how to live. And Jesus taught people two main important ideas, that you're to love the Lord with all your heart, and you're to love your neighbor as yourself. All right. So here are the three big main ideas of the Bible. God created the world and everything in it, and he loves it. He loves it so much that he sent his son Jesus to teach us how to live. And Jesus taught us that we need to love God and love our neighbor. So now, do you notice a main idea about the main ideas? What is it? What do you hear every time I said something? Do you hear the word love? Mm-hmm. God loves the world so much he sent his son Jesus. Jesus told us we need to love God and love our neighbor. So the main idea of the Bible is love. We're to treat everyone and everything with love. Now, that's kind of hard to do sometimes. Because you know what? If I really love my neighbors myself, I probably don't have seven pairs of shoes when they don't have any. If I really love God and love his children, then probably I don't eat out at fancy places when they don't have something to eat at all. It's a hard thing to do. But just because it's hard doesn't mean that we can give up or quit trying. We have to ask God every day to be as good as he created us to be. All right. I have something today to show you I love you. I have a hug and a kiss. The hugs are the little ones with the stripes on it, and the kisses are the plain silver ones. Now, I only have two in my hand. I bought a lot more than two. But they're at the back of the church because I didn't want you to get chocolate all over your good clothes. But as you leave church today, in a basket in the back of the church, there are some hugs and kisses. And there's not enough just for you guys. There's some for everybody in the church. And if what you want isn't a piece of candy, but the real thing, a real hug and a kiss, just ask someone. Anyone here will be glad to give you one. And that goes for the grown-ups, too. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we know that you created the whole world and everything in it. You love our earth. You love the people and the creatures that are a part of it. And you want us to love them, too. So help us as we spread your kingdom on earth to be loving to everyone. Amen.